Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose, and we are back for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Premier League games for the 23rd to the 25th of November 2024. And you can see all the details of the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition on the planet.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware.
And the first of the four featured matches for today is Leicester City down in 15th, who take on Chelsea, who are up in third. And this kicks off on Saturday, the 23rd of November. It's the lunchtime kickoff, 12:30 UK time, and you can find your local kickoff time if you're listening from overseas, game odds, and available broadcast streaming channels for the match on our page on footballpredictions.net. This one is going to be interesting. I think it's being covered on TNT Sports and being the lunchtime kickoff on Saturday. And, these teams are kind of chalk and cheese at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, Maresca travelling back to his old club that he took up last season from the Championship is going to be an interesting one. He obviously took Dewsbury Hall with him to Chelsea as well from Leicester. But yeah, Leicester recently no wins in four. They had a couple of wins against Bournemouth and Southampton early October, but then they fell to a defeat at home to Forest, and then a draw away to Ipswich, and then the last game before the international break, they lost 3-0 at Manchester United. So yeah, overall, Leicester find themselves just a couple of points now, 3 points above the drop zone. They're kind of sliding down there with the other promoted teams. It's going to be a tricky test against a Chelsea side that I think has probably surprised most. But they are sitting third in the Premier League table. They have 19 points. But listen to this. I mean, Aston Villa in ninth have 18 points. So it's extremely close. You got seven spots there with just a points difference. And I'm not saying that the table is lying, but it is very close. And I mean, Chelsea, if they drop points here, they could well find them down in sixth or seventh after this round. But anyway, Chelsea last game in the Premier League was a 1-1 draw at home to Arsenal. We predicted a draw in that game, and we predicted a low scoring draw as well. We had under 2.5 goals, and we had a draw in the last Chelsea game. And then I think we have to mention this game against poor Noah in the Conference League, because Chelsea absolutely battered them. We had a high-scoring home win for Chelsea. We went up to 4-0. Chelsea ended up winning 8-0. So I think we were pretty comfortable on that prediction against Noah in the Conference League. Then away from home, and this was Chelsea's last away game in the league. That was at Manchester United. That also ended in a 1-1 draw. We predicted 2-2. So we had both teams to score, and we had 1-1 in that game. So yeah, another draw prediction from our side. And then Chelsea had a defeat at Newcastle in the EFL Cup, but they then beat Newcastle at home in the Premier League. But yeah, overall, Chelsea, they have been looking good this season, but they do have a tendency also to concede. Over the last six games, we have seen both teams to score in every single of Chelsea's games in the Premier League. So the last six games in the Premier League for Chelsea has ended with a both teams to score prediction. And we also have to mention that the wins that they have had, or defeats, it's been quite narrow results. We're looking at 1-1 draws and 2-1 wins and defeats. So yeah, it's narrowed down a little bit for Chelsea here. So it's not going to be as comfortable at Leicester as probably the Chelsea fans would like. It's probably going to be a pretty close game.
Yeah, I think once those Leicester fans get behind the team, as we saw in the first game of the season, they can kind of spur them on to be pretty good. And They have got some good players still, and I mean they haven't beaten Chelsea in the league in the last five meetings, and we don't really see that changing here. I mean, Chelsea would be a little bit too slick for them. They've got a load of good players, Chelsea, and we are thinking though, like you said, with the both teams to score for Chelsea in the last six games, that'll happen again. So we've gone for a both teams to score prediction here. We think Leicester will grab at least a goal. And you can get odds of that both teams to score prediction at 1.62 at the moment. We've gone for a Chelsea win. Odds there, 1.5, not too bad. And for a correct score prediction, we have decided on Leicester 1, Chelsea 2. So just a narrow win for Chelsea. We think they do tend to just get over the line in these kind of games against lower teams. And the odds on the correct score of 2-1 to Chelsea are 9 or 8 to 1 at the moment.
Yeah.
So just looking at the other odds, if you did like a Leicester win, you can get 6 for that. And betting on a draw, you can get 4.5. So take your pick out of those. It could be a tricky one to bet on, I think, this one. But both teams' score seems to be kind of in our range. In our poll, 26% of you, this is on our webpage on footballpredictions.net, of course, take part if you want to have a look at what the latest voting is. 26% believe Leicester City will win, not many, and 68% go for Chelsea, with only 6% looking at a draw. Next, we've got Arsenal in fourth. They've dropped a little bit off, and they're playing Nottingham Forest, who are, would you believe, in fifth. And it's on Saturday, 23rd November, 3 p.m. kickoff, of course, and visit footballpredictions.net if you're outside the UK, and you can see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming and TV channels tailored to your location. Now, what's happening to Arsenal?
Yeah, interestingly, no wins in four matches now for Arsenal in the Premier League. They also had a defeat at Inter in the Champions League, although they did manage to beat Preston in the League Cup or EFL Cup late October. But that was also the latest win. That was that EFL Cup win in the at Deepdale against Preston. But yeah, if we focus on the Premier League, Arsenal have had quite a few away games though. So three of those games of the last four has been away from home. The most recent one was the away game at Chelsea. We just covered that. We predicted a draw and under 2.5. It ended 1-1. So tight game. We knew it was going to be low scoring. It ended 1-1. And in the game previous to that in the Premier League, also an away game for Arsenal, we also predicted under 2.5 goals, at Newcastle. They lost 1-0 in that game. The most recent win has been at home. That was against Southampton, a 3-1 win. Prior to that, a 4-2 win against Leicester. Two teams, really, that Arsenal would be expected to beat, but still they conceded goals. And in fact, against Leicester, the last couple of goals came deep into injury time. So they were actually even struggling a little bit in those games. They also fell a goal behind against Southampton, don't forget, but they did come back straight away and beat Southampton 3-1. So it's not been that easy going for Arsenal, in the Prem of late. And they're playing a Forest side here, who is probably the surprise so far of the season. However, I think we do have to dig a little bit into some of those Nottingham Forest games. They have three wins in a row. Their most recent game then ended in a defeat at home to Newcastle. Prior to that, they beat West Ham, they then beat Leicester away, and they beat Crystal Palace 1-0 at home. And we actually called that 1-0 win because we had a correct score prediction on that one. We said 1-0. We also said they were going to beat West Ham, by the way, just to clarify. But yeah, if we look at the wins that Nottingham Forest has had this season, it has been against Southampton, it's been against Crystal Palace, it's been against Leicester, it's been against West Ham. So teams in the really like bottom half. However, of course, they did have that famous win, let's call it, at Liverpool. That's the big result of the season. They also followed that up with draws away at Brighton and Chelsea. So if we look at the quality of Arsenal have just drawn Chelsea, considering some of these away results that Forest have had this season. And in fact, Forest are still unbeaten away from home this season, considering they've played Chelsea, Brighton and Liverpool. Wow, this is not going to be an easy game for Arsenal, and probably not as straightforward as many think. However, Arsenal also do have to change their fortunes around, and that's how we're looking at this outcome.
They really do. Just looking at the table, it's really fascinating. So Chelsea in third on 19 points, and then all the way down to Manchester United, who are 13th, who've got 15 points. So yeah. There's only 4 points separating those positions. And so it's all very bunched up at the minute. And maybe Nottingham Forest are in a little bit of a false position because they are actually on 19 points, the same as Arsenal, but only goal difference by one goal, by the way, separates them. So, but yeah, you could look at the teams they played. And the fact also in this game that Arsenal being at home, and they haven't lost at home in their last, I think it's 8 games. So, yeah, they haven't lost at home in the last 8. That's a good home run. They are very dangerous at home. I don't think Forest will be able to go there and get the points. But we do think that it should be a kind of return to form. Now, if Arsenal don't win this game, I think they're probably not going to win the league this season because the gap suddenly becomes too big, assuming that the teams above them do win. I know that's something that they've been building up to for the last couple of years, but maybe they missed their opportunity. We don't know. But anyway, in this game, we think it will be close. We think Arsenal might be a little bit nervy, but we think they'll get away in the end. And we've gone for an under 2.5 goals game, and you get fairly good odds there of 2. For a full-time result prediction, Arsenal to win, the odds you can get, which is what we've gone for, 1.36. So, yeah, their odds on there. And by the way, if you're looking at a Forest win, you can get that all the way up at 9.5 just for the win. So that's pretty handy if you're thinking this might be closer than some of us do. And a draw 4.8. So you might want to look at those. But, yeah, we've gone for a 2-0 home win to Arsenal. And 2-0, the odds there are only 6.5 for a correct score. So not great. So probably indicates the bookies think that's likely as well. So, but that's what we've gone for, Arsenal to win. On our website, you can vote for who you think it's going to turn out. And 71% of people think Arsenal, 12% think Nottingham Forest will come away with the points, and 17-odd% are thinking it will be a draw. And actually all of them at the moment think it's going to be a 0-0 draw rather than a score draw. So yeah, we think under 2.5 is what we're looking at for this one. And, wow, should be a fascinating clash.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Aston Villa in 9th. Who take on Crystal Palace down all the way down in 18th. Tell you what, losing Michael Olise has made such an impact on them. Kicks off on Saturday, 3 p.m. like the other ones, 23rd November. Go to our page on footballpredictions.net to find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming options for your area. And a bit like we just said with Arsenal, what's happened to Arsenal? What's happened to Villa?
Yeah, because if you look at Villa, it's not just the last 4 games. They lost the last 4 games. The last 4 games across all competitions they've lost. In the Premier League, just 1 win now from the last 6. And that's after a start where they won 4 out of 5. But again, if you look at Villa and the wins that they actually did have in the Premier League at the beginning of the season, and you look at where some of those teams are placed right now, those were West Ham, Leicester, Everton and Wolves. Those are teams predominantly in the bottom of the bottom half of the Premier League, and it seems with Villa that when they're meeting teams that are a little bit above that, let's say average, then they struggle. Just 1 win, which was away to Fulham, a 3-1 win at Fulham. If we look at some of the most recent results, because we called quite a few of these, we said they were going to lose at Liverpool last time out in the Premier League. They lost that game 2-0. We also said at Club Brugge, we said under 2.5 goals. That was our main prediction. They lost 1-0 in that game. At Spurs, we said Spurs were going to win 2-1. It ended 4-1 to Spurs. So again, outcome, both teams to score was our prediction in that one. And then the Crystal Palace game probably surprised everyone. And this is probably an interesting one because Crystal Palace have already traveled to Villa Park once this season and beaten them. They beat them 2-1 in the EFL Cup and knocked Villa out. But yeah, so Villa, just 1 win in 6 and at the same time a defeat in the Champions League, knocked out of the EFL Cup. So good start to the season, but wow, they need to change the fortunes around just like Arsenal as well if they want to keep up with the Champions League spots so far this season. Now, Crystal Palace have not had a great start to the season. They did get a win against Spurs, but then that was followed up by a 2-2 draw at Wolverhampton, and most recently they ended up losing 2-0 at home to Fulham, probably a team where they would have fancied themselves a little bit in that London derby. We did go under 2.5 goals in that Fulham game, but yeah, they lost it 2-0. At Wolves, we predicted the draw. We did have a low-scoring draw, though, but we did predict the outcome. We had 2-2. Nil-nil ended 2-2. But yeah, nevertheless, we had to draw in that one. Then the most recent win was the EFL Cup win at Villa Park. They beat them 2-1. And then in the Premier League as well, they beat Spurs 1-0. But yeah, and then we had the outcomes correct of Palace away to Forest. We predicted them to lose 1-0. They lost 1-0. And at home to Liverpool, they lost 1-0. And we had the outcome on that one. But yeah, overall, this is going to be a really hard game to call. Villa have to pick themselves up again. Have they got a little bit of strength from this international break to do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Villa, to defend them a bit, are unbeaten in the last four home league matches. I'm talking league matches, of course, but yeah, they're also won all of those and had some draws. But Palace have a fairly handy record against Villa. You know, I think they the last couple of few clashes they beat them at Villa Park in October. They beat them, at at home in May, 5-0. If you remember that game, they were just on fire. But that's when Palace were in a really good streak. But now, unfortunately for them, they're really not. So we think it's going to be probably edging towards Villa. Well, definitely edging towards Villa. So we've gone for a Villa win. Odds there, you can get a 1.6. But our tip here is under 2.5 goals. And you can get better odds there of 2.1. For our correct score prediction, we've opted for a 2-0. A 2-0, another 2-0, home win to the Villa, and your odds there you can get out at 9 or 8 to 1, so yeah, pretty good I think. Just looking at the other odds, a Palace win you get at 5.5, a draw at 4, but yeah, looking at our poll, 54% of people believe it'll be a Villa home win, 14% think Palace can get up and take all the points, and the 33%, quite a lot, going for a draw. So, interesting. We'll see how that one goes. It could be a 1-1, 0-0 if it is a draw. We would imagine if it's under 2.5 goals. But, yeah, let's see how it pans out. Next, we've got Everton in 16th who take on Brentford in 11th. And this one is on the 23rd, Saturday, 3 o'clock kick-off as well. Come to visit us on footballpredictions.net. The page for this game will show you the kick-off time, betting odds, and the broadcast streaming channels. Tailored to our location for this match. And I think this one actually might be on Bet365 for those overseas viewers. So have a look at that, and you can use our bonus code FP365 if that's the right information I've got here, which I believe it is. And, yeah, looking at the form of these two coming in, it's a bit of everything.
A bit of everything, but actually, if we look at Everton, also Brentford, will come to them in a bit. We can look at some of our most recent predictions. Typically, when we predicted Everton recently, low scoring games, low scoring draws, and over the last 7 matches, they lost the first four matches this season. Let's skip over those. Let's go to the last 7 games, because they've actually just lost that one game at Southampton out of those 6 games. Out of those 7 games, but only one of the last 7 has ended with over 2.5 goals. So low scoring games, but they do tend to concede. There's a couple of draws in between, and that draw or those draws, one of those were actually the latest Everton home game against Fulham. That one ended 1-1. And here at Football Predictions, we predicted 1-1 in that game. If we just quickly cover the last 2 away games and the last 2 matches of Everton in the Premier League, they traveled to Southampton. Disappointingly, they lost 1-0. That was Southampton's first win of the season. And then at West Ham, we predicted under 2.5 goals in that game. And guess what? It ended 0-0, so it probably couldn't be more correct in terms of the under 2.5 goals prediction. But yeah, in a way, Everton is grinding out results. two wins, four draws and a defeat from the last seven. And they're playing a Brentford team here who is really looking for something away from home, because so far they've picked up 0 points away from home. They lost all five away matches this season. They're entertaining to watch. But again, if we look at their home record, well, the home record, and the teams that they've beaten, Palace, Southampton, Wolves, Ipswich, that's the bottom four. And then they beat, most recently, they beat Bournemouth 3-2 at home. We had a high-scoring draw in that one, and it nearly came in. But, yeah, Brentford managed to just win it 3-2 in the end. So they picked up another valuable 3 points. But, yeah, I think consider who Brentford has actually beaten so far this season. I'm not saying that the table is lying, but they sit quite comfortably in mid-table. But if we look at their away form and when they are playing the teams above them, they are struggling quite a bit, picked up 0 points so far away from home this season. And we think it could well go down that way again against an Everton side that's going to be extremely hard to break down.
Yeah, you'd think that Everton, being at home for this one and down in 16th, they seem to be flirting with relegation at the end of every season. They want to try and get this one in the bag because they really need the points. And we think they'll be really up for it. You mentioned that Brentford haven't won away from home this season. So 5 games, 5 losses. It's very poor. It doesn't look like it's going to change to me. I know that Brentford have got dangerous players, you know, I really like Wissa and Mbeumo in particular. But have they got enough to outscore Everton, I should say? Don't think so. Everton should get over the line, in our opinion. And they haven't been beaten by Brentford in the league in their last 4 matches, Everton. And so they have a fairly good record. And Everton are unbeaten in their last 3 home league matches anyway. But they haven't obviously won them. They've had some draws. But, it's going to be tight. It's going to be a very close game. It should be actually a really game to watch because of the desperation of Everton, hopefully. But yeah, we think both teams should be able to get on the score sheet. So we've gone for a both teams to score prediction here, and you can get odds there of 1.7. But we are opting for an Everton win, and odds for that are actually up at 2.4. So very healthy, but that kind of goes to show that maybe in the bookies aren't so confident in them winning. Yeah, just looking at the other odds as well. Brentford, you can get for 3, odds of 3. So 2.4 for Everton, 3 for Brentford. So there's not much in it, with the best odds actually is a draw, best odds, 3.4. We have gone for a correct score of 2-1 to the home side. And you can get, if you like a correct score prediction bet, you can get odds of that at 10 or 9-1. And regarding our user poll, coming to our webpage, and this is changing all the time, but at the moment it's 54% of you think Everton, 24% Brentford. So yeah, quite a few favouring Everton there, with 22% opting for a draw. Well, that brings us on to our summary game. So Fulham in 7th take on Wolves in 19th. And that one's also a 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And go to our site and you'll find all the details for where you can watch it, if you're overseas, of course. And for this one, we like the look of an under 2.5 goals game. And we've gone for a Fulham win, a home win of 2-0.
Yes, moving on to Bournemouth in 12, taking on Brighton in 6th. This game kicks off Saturday, 23rd of November at 3 o'clock UK time. For this game, we're going with a high-scoring draw of 2-2. So a high-scoring draw, over 2.5 goals, 2-2 as the correct score.
Yeah, and here's a big one. Manchester City, who have lost 4 games in a row in all competitions, of course. Only 2 of those in the Premier League. Yeah. But one of the 4 was to Tottenham Hotspur, and they sit in 10th. So City in 2nd. Spurs way down in 10th. If Spurs had won that last game against Ipswich, they would have been in 3rd, would you believe? But for this one, this is kicks off on Saturday, 23rd November at 5:30 p.m. UK time. Check out Football Predictions on there for your local odds and everything. Now, this should be fascinating. These clashes between these two sides usually are really good. We can't see City losing 5 in a row. That would be just unheard of. And also Spurs have lost Benton Kerr with that suspension. And travelling up to City is never an easy task. So at the Etihad, we're predicting a win for City. And we've gone to that. We've gone for both teams to score, though, because Spurs usually do score. They usually let them in, but they usually do score as well. So we've gone for a correct score prediction of 3-1.
Yes, and moving on till Sunday, 24th of November, 2 o'clock. Top v bottom in the Premier League. Liverpool in first travels down to Southampton, who sits currently in 20th. And for this one, unsurprisingly, we're going with a Liverpool win. We're going both teams to score though, and of course we're going with a correct score of 3-1 to Liverpool.
Yep. And the next game is Ipswich Town, who bagged their first win. 17th, who take on Manchester United in 13th. And this is on Sunday 24th at 4:30 p.m. So it's a late kickoff. And this one is on television here. So it would be a good one to watch. We've actually predicted here both teams to score. We think United is still a bit open. And we like the look of Ipswich Town. They're coming good. And we've gone, though, for a 2-1 away win to Manchester United. So both teams to score and a Man United win.
Yes, and finally, Monday Night Football. So Monday, 25th of November at 8 o'clock UK time. Newcastle in 8th takes on West Ham in 14th. Now for this game, we're going with a quite convincing home win. We're going with a Newcastle win over 2.5 goals. And in this one, no both teams to score because we're going with a correct score for Newcastle of 3-0.
Worth mentioning that if you're going to watch a match, the one match that's broadcast on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18+ gambleaware.org, and make use of our bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you'll find links to all the fixtures we've just covered, or just simply go directly to footballpredictions.net. And why do that? Well, that's where you can browse all the online sources to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, plus the best offers and odds.
Just to let you know, we also record these football podcasts for a number of competitions, leagues, in addition to this one, and you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you access your favorite podcasts like Spotify, YouTube, you name it, we're usually on it. Well, that's it. Thank you for listening. And until the next time, it is.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
A football production.